When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
A light hits the gloom on the
gray. Happy Friday, and welcome to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1, streaming live and doing everything Friday style with our pants on, because this is a professional environment. But that might change, you never know. Good afternoon, I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Holly Roberts. And Grant is joining us as well today. Colleen will be back on Monday. And Holly, you yes. have the latest on further developments in the ongoing scandal surrounding the end of Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez's relationship. Please catch us up to speed. Where are we?
Well, we are living in Godfather 3. I say this...
I don't think that's a good thing, but tell me what that means.
This means that just when we thought we were out, they're pulling us back in.
So just when we thought we'd escaped from this story, you're telling me we have to go back for more?
Yes, that we have to go back for more. And the reason we have to go back for more in this Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez breakup is because there are sources saying that Alex Rodriguez has high hopes that he and Jennifer Lopez will get back together someday.
Okay, it's been like 5 seconds since they broke up, but you're telling me he's holding on to hope? How do we know, like, who's telling us this? Because as we know, here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, nothing is real and everyone smokes, and I feel like a lot of this relationship publicly and the public narrative around it is just a bunch of tabloid drama. So who's telling us that poor A-Rod is just sitting there forlorn on the edge of a mattress going, oh, I just want her back. When will she come back to me?
It's a source at E! News.
No, wait, that's not entertainment tonight. Just the E. All right, so E is telling us this. Let me guess, is there an exclusive source telling them this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. An exclusive source telling E! News that Alex Rodriguez has high hopes that they'll get back together soon, even though there's another source exclusively telling E! News that Jennifer Lopez is feeling at peace with the breakup.
Oh, yeah, she's totally at peace.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously I've got thoughts, but what do you think this source, and you know, Grant, you've filled in on the show long enough to know that we're a little conspiracy theory driven.
Absolutely.
And like to peel back the curtains of what's actually going on. I don't know what the other shows are saying about this particular relationship ending, but something tells me they're not as deep in conspiracy theory town as we are.
Yes.
How did you feel about the end of Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez?
Well, I mean, you know, some people are all excited about him buying the Timberwolves and maybe having her here for that reason. I wasn't really into that. The thing that just caught my eye out of this whole thing was how many times has she broken up and dated and broken up with this guy and other guys? It seems like she's never happy. She just like kind of, I think you guys might have said this when I was listening to you, she keeps falling in love with her first love again. Was that you guys who said that? Mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah, I think we referenced that this week.
Yeah. And that really struck a chord with me. I think that she's maybe, I don't know if it's him or her, but it seems like she maybe never gets happy or something. I don't know.
Jennifer Lopez is a woman who loves love.
She loves love. I just love to love.
Yes, I love to love.
I'm a serial monogamist.
Right, because it's one thing to be proposed to on a beach with a $1 million diamond. It's another thing to have to, like, share a bathroom with somebody.
Yeah. Also,
meaning she loves the romance, but the day in and day out of a long-term relationship, woof, that can be incredibly unsexy.
Also, can I just say I don't buy any of that? I think that, that's the storyline that we all talk about, right? Like when we're sitting in the grocery aisle, like looking at the tabloid, like, oh, that Jennifer Lopez, she just loves love. She just can't get it. You know, she just can't settle down. And that Alex Rodriguez, he just likes a big, strong lady who has thoughts and feelings, but it doesn't go very far. And he ultimately can't. You know, sure, all of those things privately may be going on some level. But at the end of the day, the thing we keep coming back to here on the Colleen and Bradley Show is those stories are often used to blur, nay, obscure what's really going on behind the scenes. And Holly, we talked a little bit about this earlier this week, that there are things perhaps they don't want us looking at this time that their relationship drama might serve as a decoy for?
Oh, absolutely, because the story is the story behind the story that Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez, or at least Alex Rodriguez, because Jennifer Lopez is not legally involved in this, at least on anything that we have an understanding of. Oh, the civil suit that Alex Rodriguez finds himself in right now with an August 2nd, 2021 court date where Alex Rodriguez is being accused by his ex-brother-in-law of things including but not unlimited to embezzlement, racketeering, civil theft, and 59 other counts of nefarious bad behavior.
Oh! That's interesting. Also,
wow, that is very, very interesting. I had no idea, guys.
Well, see, because
stick with us, Grant.
Jennifer Lopez loves love.
Yeah, but she loves love. She just can't commit. She's a gal on the go. She's moving and shaking, and sometimes men are intimidated by that.
Yeah, well,
especially men with big, strong personalities like Alex Rodriguez.
Now, this has been around since 2014, but a judge upheld the civil suit, and now it's going to court August 2nd. Now, if upheld and Alex Rodriguez is found liable in this criminal investigation, it could lead up to 30 years in prison for Alex Rodriguez and his co-conspirator. So then, you know, going on Bradley's conspiracy, it's better to say Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, they're just better as friends. Whereas an alternate story could be, oh, Jennifer Lopez sees his court date coming up.
She's like, I'm out of here.
Bye.
I don't need this, you know.
No amount of apple cider vinegar gummies is going to get the steak.
Here's a
from
question.
From this story which off of my name.
Which they endorse. Yes, yeah. Grant.
A little deep question here. So you know how they're tied to businesses together, mm-hmm. and they tried to buy the Mets it was, or a
you know. New York team.
Yeah, the New York Mets, yeah.
Right? And then he ended up buying that team alone, which was my first sign that they weren't together. But knowing that those lawsuits were against him, why would you get into business with him when you're financially invested with him, when his money is going to be hit or his businesses could be hit in those cases? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the truth is people who think that they're very good at what they do don't often tend to think consequences at them in the same way they do the rest of us. So it wouldn't surprise me if perhaps they had thought their way around this scenario, but ultimately we're just walking down a road. And again, this is not the New York Times. Okay.
No, over this at isn't my even the New York Post.
We traffic in blind items, gossip, and this is all alleged supposed. But you can see, right? Or at least we have enough to question that something just doesn't add up with this relationship. And you know, we don't have time to go into all the details, but the way this end of their relationship played out for two otherwise very successful people to have this like bizarre like end of relationship meltdown, take it back, and then it actually happened, just doesn't seem like two people who are otherwise able to control all other aspects of their life, right?
Right. And interestingly enough, now the narrative, going back to that source at E! News, is that Alex Rodriguez is the one that still wants to be with Jennifer Lopez, which would give evidence to the theory that Jennifer Lopez was like, I don't want your stink around me, Alex Rodriguez, anymore. Get out of here.
Also, you know, to your point, this particular E! Story gives... you know, it sort of puts her, it sounds like to me it comes from her people, right? Because right. It puts her in a positive light. Like, she's ready to move on. I forget exactly what the words were about where she's at, but it was very flattering towards Jennifer Lopez. Whereas you've got, you know, pathetic Alex Rodriguez, again, as caricatured by the story, you know, forlorn and hoping that someday they'll be able to get back together. Because, of course, all men at some point in their lives would want to feel the same way about Jennifer Lopez.
Right. And Alex Rodriguez not really doing himself any favors by posting that Instagram story before it was announced that they were broken up, of a picture montage of Jennifer Lopez and their relationship set to the Coldplay song Fix You.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Which is just, oh, we've got secondhand embarrassment.
There are so many more legs to this story, and I apologize, Holly, we didn't get to Madison LaCroix's legs.
Oh, you know what? Her legs are very brief.
Do you
Here's what
tell
she
me
has to say
about Madison LaCroix's
yeah.
legs.
We'll paraphrase Madison LaCroix's legs. So she's a Southern Charm star. Allegedly, Alex Rodriguez had some infidelity issues with Madison LaCroix. Her statement exclusively to Page Six on the breakup of A-Rod and J-Lo, quote, "I wish them the best." That's it.
Way to stay relevant in a breaking news story. I mean, that's a way to get yourself out there, is give me a headline. All right, Holly, speaking of which, we know how to keep ourselves relevant. And when we do so, I think our good friend Elizabeth is going to join us for a Dirt Alert. Is that true?
That is true.
And she'll do that when we return right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.